Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our second reading for today, on page 6 of your bulletin, the Apostle Paul says to some pastors that he has gathered on his way to Jerusalem these words in verse 28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I want first especially to highlight those words that Paul says about the church, that the church is the church of God. It belongs to him. It does not belong to any one individual. The pastors are simply the ambassadors of our Lord. They speak the words Lord on his behalf. But it is the Lord's church. He is in charge. He is the one who rules and governs it. It does not belong to any one member of the flock. It belongs to our Lord. Because our Lord, it says there, has obtained it with his own blood. He owns it, meaning he owns every one of us. Every one of you has been purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins, and washed you in the waters of holy baptism to make you his own. You belong to him. No matter what else may happen, you are his. He owns you, he cares for you, and he cherishes you. And so, with that in mind, we can go on to our other readings, where we see these warnings that our Lord issues both in the gospel reading, but also in the Old Testament reading, along with the warnings that the Apostle Paul issues on behalf of the Lord to these other pastors of the church. And these warnings are warnings against false teachers. The Lord does not want people to hear false teaching. He does not want any one member of his flock, whom he has purchased and obtained with his own blood, to fall away and to be led astray by false teaching. And this really is then the theme for this whole Sunday. There in our Old Testament reading, the Lord is very clear about the danger that these false teachers present to his flock, to his people. He says in our Old Testament reading, there on page 5, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you." The Lord wants to warn his people, his flock, whom he has obtained with his own blood, against those prophets who are coming and speaking false words to them, but it would seem claiming to speak in the name of the Lord, claiming to speak as God's representatives. And what is it that the people are to watch out for? What is it that these prophets are saying that is false? Well, it says that they are filling the people with vain hopes. Now, we might say, well, shouldn't these messengers of God fill us with hope? Yes, we would want them to give us hope, but not vain hopes. Hopes that are futile, hopes that aren't real, but real hope. But they are filling the people with vain hopes because they are setting their hope on something that is going to pass away, something that isn't real here. And what is that? How are they doing that? Well, as we see here in our Old Testament reading, they're saying continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, no disaster shall come upon you. So in other words, to those people who are living in sin, who are living lives that are contrary to the word of God, these false prophets are saying, well, it's just fine. Everything's going to be well with you. No disaster shall come upon you. And certainly it would be easier to say that. It's much easier to say to somebody who's living a particular lifestyle that you know is contrary to the Word of God, it's much easier to say to them, everything is going to be fine. No problem. It's much easier to give the appearance that you're tolerant and open and you're going to allow them to continue in that lifestyle and not say anything because you don't want to hurt their feelings, because you don't want to push them away, because you don't want them to leave. But this is what the false prophets do. And in so doing, they fill the people with vain hopes because they make it appear as though everything's okay. To use an analogy, what if you came into your doctor's office? You had some health problems. The doctor did a number of tests and found that you had cancer. But the doctor said, you know, I don't really want to say anything to you because I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. I don't want to turn them away. I don't want to make them fearful. So I'll just tell them that everything's fine. Give them a clean bill of health. That doctor should be fired if they did that. They would be filling you with vain hope. They'd be saying to you, it's well with you. No disaster will come upon you. You're just fine. Just a few aches and pains. That is what it would be like if those who have been appointed by God to preach the Word of God simply say to the people who are living in unrepentant sin, whatever that sin would be, whether it be idolatry or greed or sexual sins, whatever it might be, if those appointed by God would simply say to them, it's going to be just fine. No problem. No disaster shall come upon you. When the reality is that they are under the wrath of God. And God is very clear about this as he goes on in our Old Testament reading and says in verse 19, behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. Those who continue in unrepentant sin, who say, I want to continue in what I am doing and believing and saying and how I'm living, regardless of what the Word of God says, they're in danger of God's wrath. And we who know the Word of God in our various callings and vocations must speak the Word of God faithfully. Especially those who have been appointed to do it publicly, must speak the Word of God faithfully because they have to warn people of danger, just like that doctor has to warn people if they have cancer. Otherwise, he isn't doing his job. He isn't actually caring for the flock whom God has purchased with his own blood. He isn't acting as an ambassador of the Lord who cares for the flock, who cares for each and every one of us, whom he has purchased with his own blood and bought and redeemed and made us his own in the waters of holy baptism, where he applied the cross to us and said, you are mine. The Lord cares so much for each one of us that he would speak these words and say, do not listen to people who are unwilling to preach to you the whole counsel of God, as Paul says in our second reading, who are willing to say to you what all of the Word of God says and call you to repentance even when it's hard, even when you might want to kill the messenger, even when you don't like what you hear. Don't listen to the people who just want to placate you and turn a blind eye to sin. Because those who have heard the Word of God and have been appointed to speak it must faithfully speak it, must do what is described in verse 21 or 22 of our Old Testament reading. But if they had stood in my counsel, meaning the prophets, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Think of the people of Nineveh. Jonah did not want to proclaim the word of God to them. But God had a fish swallow him and spit him out, and he went to Nineveh and proclaimed the word of the Lord, and even that very evil nation which did horrendous things, even they repented of their sin. And so the Word of God is powerful and the Word of God works. Even though it might seem that it would turn people away and they would reject the Lord and they would leave, we are called to be faithful to the Lord's Word because our Lord cares for His people and He wants them not to fall away. He does not want any sheep to stray from His flock, but He wants every single person to be living as a Christian. And He continues to sustain and keep His flock as He feeds them with His Word and with His sacrament. And He gathers them together as a body. And so to those who do not want the Word of God, those who are living in some kind of blatant, unrepentant sin, those who are living for something else, for their possessions, for their material goods, whatever the sin may be, and any of us can fall into sin, we must warn everyone. We must, as Paul says in Acts chapter 20 in our second reading, pay careful attention to ourselves, each and every one of us, but then also those who are pastors, pay careful attention also to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, meaning the pastors. They must see and watch the flock, see what is going on in the lives of people, and care for them as the ambassadors of the Lord. And care for them then by preaching the entire Word of God to them, warning them as the Apostle Paul does, with tears, he says. And he spends the time to do that, to warn people against false teachers, against that which would lead them astray, against unrepentant sin. He does all of that because the Lord cares deeply for you, His flock, His church, which He has purchased with His own blood. And so, the overseers, the pastors in any age have had to do this, to preach the word of the Lord, to warn against false teaching, to warn against that which is contrary to the word of God, and call people to come to God's house to receive His word, to study the Word of God daily, to pray, to receive the sacraments regularly, to be in God's house and in God's Word, because the Lord cares for His flock, which He has purchased with His own blood, and because there are wolves out there who have led many people astray, and there are many who have fallen away from the faith and do not come to God's house to hear His Word. They do not want the Lord's Word. They are despising the Word of the Lord. And we must call them to repentance, to come and hear and believe and receive God's gifts, because it is urgent, because God does have wrath against sin, but also because He has purchased a flock, and He has died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, and He wants every person to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so we must proclaim faithfully His word, so that none of those who are His flock fall away, and so that those who are not in His flock may believe and be saved. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.